The Holy List. Readings. The Quran. Tablet 2. Choice of the human to be guided or to go astray. The human, each unit consciousness, has the choice to be guided or to become a lost soul. In fact, because this choice exists, the whole evolutionary process and creation of the universe became necessary. So those who use this choice for staying ignorant of the realities of the universe and become attracted to Maya and self-centered are the lost ones. Those who use their choice toward the submissiveness to the plan of God are the saved ones. Surah Ornaments of Gold. As-Zukhruf. The choice of the human to follow the spiritual path or to become lost. Unbelievers say that if the Gracious One so willed, we would not have worshipped any beside Him. They have no knowledge of truth. Ayah 20. Surah Time or Man. Ad-Dar or Al-Insan. The human has the choice to believe or to become lost. In truth, we have shown him, the human, the straight path, whether he be grateful and follows it, or be disbelieving and rejects it. Ayah 3. Dharma. Dharma, Dharma, is a Sanskrit word which means innate nature. Every particle or being in this universe has one or multiple dharmas. The dharma of an animal is to eat, drink, sleep, regenerate, progress in that level of consciousness, and die. He does not have any knowledge of self or God. The dharma of man in the physiological level is as an animal. But man is more developed and also has a greater dharma. That greater dharma is to realize the spiritual world and to reach the goal of creation, pure consciousness. That is, the human body is the most perfect instrument for reaching pure consciousness. Dharma can also be described as rules, regulations, or laws which govern each part of the universe alone or all of the universe as a whole. We have individual dharma, dharma for a special group of people, men, women, etc., dharma for society, world dharma, universal dharma, laws, etc. These dharmas are called the laws of God by the prophets. These laws can never be broken. A person might think he can break these laws, or even apparently that person will break the laws, but eventually he who breaks these laws breaks himself against them. Surah the Poets, Ash-Shu'ara. Following the laws of the universe, the dharma. So be aware of your duty to God and obey me. Ayah 179. The Devil. The devil is that force which bends the soul of the human toward material enjoyment, illusion of separation. He makes the delights of life become attractive, and promises many things which seem equal with everlasting happiness. However, as a person gains them more and more, he sees the emptiness of these promises. So the person will continue to try to gain new promises of the attraction of the external world. Only a crucified soul can be lost in the ocean of Maya, excess attraction to the external world, illusion. The force which crucifies the soul is none other than the tamaguna, which bends the soul and brings confusion, confusion to the mind, lethargy, and directs the actions toward materialism and the attention toward greed and the wanting of excessive material possessions. It causes the person to be drowned in the illusion of the world. It makes a person believe that the material world is all there is. Therefore, the only force that should be overcome is the power of the tamaguna over the soul, which causes all the false images a person has about the self and all the false attractions of the external world. However, overcoming this power is not so easy. It needs much purification, meditation, a pure environment, and an elaborate effort to bring the soul out of the grip of this force. That is why the concept of the devil has been so powerful in human life. This force has been the main reason for creating the whole universe and taking the unit consciousnesses through the evolutionary process until they gain this perfect human body with all the power of its flesh. Then a human can utilize all his strength to overcome the force of the tamaguna over his soul and reach pure consciousness. As man progresses, however, in warding off the devil, the power of the tamaguna, he should utilize those powers he obtains toward a worthy goal. Otherwise, he will misuse them for selfish gains and desires, and will go further under the influence of this force. That is why meditation alone, without having a worthy ideal to work for, will not be very helpful. It actually can be harmful in the long run, because the energy and power obtained by meditation will be directed toward false egoistical gain and will create bad samskaras, sins, which will throw the person further into ignorance, illusion. In this regard, a spiritual teacher, master, who takes you to God, is most helpful. Surah, the family of Imran, Ali Imran. What the Quran means by the devil. The desire for pleasure from the objects of the senses, which comes from women and offspring and stored up reserves of gold and silver, marked horses by their names, cattle and properties, appeal to the worldly man. These are the comfort for this material world. It is with God, which is an excellent abode. Say, O Muhammad, shall I inform you of something better than these, which are so dear to you, O worldly people? For those who keep from evil and are aware of their duty to God, there are gardens with rivers flowing beneath and pure companions, and the bliss of God. God is watchful of His bondmen. Ayah 14-15. Therefore, desire for pleasure comes from women, lower nature of man, and children, and stored up reserves of gold and silver, and horses and land and cattle and things like that, which are the attractions of the external world. In verse 15, it says, those who keep from evil, which means those who keep from being attracted to these things which are evil, which are attractions to the external world, can understand the reality of the spiritual world. So again, evil is nothing but excess attraction to the external world. Evil is not a being, it is a quality of the human which can be overcome. So evil is the same as Maya, the attraction to the material world. Surah, the pilgrimage, Al-Hajj. The devil is excess attraction to the external world. Let him be busy with eating, drinking, and being deceived by vain hopes. They soon will come to know the futility of their actions. Ayah 3. Surah, the bee, An-Nahl. The devil has power only over those who do not trust God or do not accept his refuge. Seek the protection of God. The devil has no power over those who put their trust in the Lord. He only has power over those who become his friends and ascribe partners with God. Ayah 99-100. Surah Exile. Al-Hashr. The devil's way, ignorance. They, the hypocrites, are like the devil, who says to man, disbelieve. And when man believes, Satan says, I am not of you. I fear God, the Lord of the worlds. Ayah 16. Only by loving God with all your heart, mind and being, and directing everything toward him, can his grace be won. Then you will be saved from the attraction of the external world, Maya, which without his grace is impossible to overcome. So a person should become one-pointed toward God and be submitted to his will, so that nothing is able to distract him from his concentrated attention to him. His eyes should become single. Matthew 6, verse 22. Difference between God, Father, and others. In the beginning, when the nucleus of the universe was formed, the center was, and still is, in pure consciousness, and all-pervasive. He felt that the whole universe was his body. He realized how his body is dead under the influence of the tamaguna, is in the state of unawareness, ignorance. He decided to create the first begotten son and this universe in order to help the cells of his body, unit consciousnesses, come to life, pure consciousness, complete awareness. Therefore, he created the universe and developed the evolutionary process which helps man to progress toward the highest and most delightful state of being in this universe, pure consciousness, perfection. So, is he equal with someone who has not created anything to help others in this great task? Or is someone who sacrifices himself to guide others to the right path toward the goal the same as those who do nothing for others but are selfish and self-centered? Certainly not. Self-centeredness and selfishness, the illusion of being separated from others, furthers ignorance and the crudification of the soul. But understanding the realities behind this universe and helping all to reach pure consciousness will free a man from that binding force, the devil. Surah the Bee, An-Nahl. The difference between God and others is that he has created all things, but others did not or cannot. Is he who creates the same as one who creates not? Will you not then take heed? Ayah 17. Disbelievers. Disbelievers are those who become attached to the external world and their limited false egos instead of realizing that this life is a transitory process which should be utilized for progressing toward perfection. They forget there will be a death for them also and another world. These are the ones who go far astray and will be drowned in Maya. This is the truth of being a believer or a disbeliever. It is not the amount of prayer or belief in some dogma. Those things are only tools to direct the mind toward the spiritual world. Surah the family of Imran, Ali Imran, and they, the disbelievers, devised their plans, and God devised his. God is the best planner. Ayah 54. Disbelievers think they can cheat God, especially by changing the scriptures. But they do not know that God is very aware of their hearts and will carry out his own plan for this universe. They, intellectual spiritualists, change the scriptures in order to serve their own purposes. However, then God sends another great prophet to bring the truth back to the light again. So the sun does not stay under the clouds forever. The truth should be accepted by all. That is the plan. God brings his religion again and again into this world. The people try to destroy it, but another great prophet or spiritual teacher comes, uses the Akashic records, and reveals the truth again, until eventually all understand the unseen hand of God in history and creation. Surah Women, An-Nisa. Hypocrites seek attention of men instead of the Lord. Verily, the hypocrites seek to deceive God, but they will be punished by God. When they stay for prayer, it is only for show to be seen by men. They remember God but a little. Ayah 142. Surah the Heights, Al-Araf. You know them by their marks, corresponds to the revelation to receive a mark. Revelation 13, verse 16 and 17. The occupants of the heights, highly developed spiritual souls, call out to men who are known by their marks. Your multitude avail you not, nor did your pride. Ayah 48. The mark is the pride of material possessions, greed. Surah Abraham, Ibrahim. Description of a disbeliever. Woe unto the disbelievers, whom awaits a great punishment, for they have chosen the life of this world over the hereafter, and create obstacles in the way of God for believers, and seek to make it look crooked. They verily have gone far astray. Ayah 3. Surah the Ascending Stairways, Al-Ma'arij. It, hell, encompasses him who turned and fled from truth, the one who hoarded wealth and withheld it. Ayah 17 and 18.